Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. In a story by Bridget Ruthman in the Republican American on Sunday, murder defendant Michael Calabrese's detailed jailhouse confession, secretly recorded by another prisoner, will be used and can be used as evidence against him at a trial, according to a decision written by Torrington Superior Court Judge John A. Danauer on Thursday, rejecting arguments by defense attorney Gerald Giammaro that Calabrese's Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination was violated in a police-dominated atmosphere. More in the Republican American. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro is now set to publicly launch his campaign for governor of New York today, according to his campaign. Although he announced in January he would not run, Molinaro has said an outpouring from supporters encourage him to reconsider help change his mind. In Sheffield, in a story at TheBerksRage.com, since recreational marijuana was legalized in Massachusetts through a 2016 ballot initiative, observers have warned that out-of-town investors and entrepreneurs would come crawling out of the woodwork to get on the ground floor of a burgeoning industry that has the potential for huge profits. But there's a developer planning cannabis facility in Sheffield, Christopher Weld. He's proposing a facility on North Main Street. He's the founder and owner of Berkshire Mountain Distillers. About 25 people attended the information session. Some were approval and some were against that idea. The Sharon Board of Finance has shaved a little over $10,000 off the Board of Selectmen's proposed $4.6 million municipal budget for the 2018-19 year and approved the plan to go to a hearing. During the meeting, the finance members took a second look at the plan, where members would say it would increase spending by about $141,000 or 3.1% over the current year. First Selectman Brent Colley was in attendance to answer any questions. He said he's still investigating health insurance costs. The rate of increase from Aetna is at 19%, and while many other towns switched to the state plan, Colley said he still has questions about that coverage. Connecticut League of History Organizations has awarded the Sharon Historical Society and Carol Asher an award of merit for its exhibition, A Chance for Land and Fresh Air, Russian Jewish Immigrants in Sharon and Armenia, 1907 to 1940. The committee was impressed with the exhibition, in particular, the connections made between local and world history. Town of Salisbury has a Board of Selectmen's meeting coming up tonight at 5 p.m. Region 1 Board of Education special meeting is being held tonight at 5:30. Central Office Conference Room Executive Session to discuss the employment and performance of the high school assistant principal. Region 1 Board of Education will meet following that, 6:30 until 8:30 in the evening. The Town of Salisbury Conservation and Inland Wetlands Commission regular meeting will be held tonight at 6:30 at Salisbury Town Hall, as will the Board of Finance meeting. That'll be held at Town Hall at 7:30. The Town of Salisbury Historic District Commission has a meeting coming up tomorrow. That will be at Town Hall at 8:30 in the morning. Now, the Sharon Housing Authority has their regular meeting coming up tomorrow at 5 p.m. at Sharon Town Hall. Now, also tomorrow, Daryl Hall and John Oates will release their first song in more than 15 years, and they'll do it in Dutchess County. Hall and Oates, along with Train frontman Pat Monahan, will perform Philly Forget Me Not at Daryl's house in Pauling on Tuesday. By the way, you can catch a live stream of the performance online. Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association is hosting a grief support group to help you cope with sadness and loss in a safe space. It's every Wednesday at St. John's Church, 12 Main Street, second floor in Salisbury. Please use the side entrance. It's free and open to the community. More information at 860-435-0816. If you have a child in Region 1, or you have an interest or pay taxes in Region 1, you're asked to please attend a parents, students, teachers, friends, and neighbors Region 1 Community Open Forum. It's a positive and constructive meeting on education in Region 1. It'll be held on April the 4th at 6:30 at the Center on Main, 103 Main Street in Falls Village. This is put together by a public group, not by Region 1. A public hearing on the 2018-19 Region 1 budget will be held on April 5th, Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m. at Housatonic Valley Regional High School, room 133. The Sharon Parks and Recreation regular meeting will be held Thursday at 6:30 at Sharon Town Hall. Meanwhile, at 4:30 on Thursday, the Sharon Green Committee has their special meeting at 4:30 at Sharon Town Hall. April 6th, Infinity Hall, founding member of the Kinks, Dave Davies, band will perform new material as well as classics at 8 p.m. Sheffield Boy Scout Troop is offering a rabies clinic for cats and dogs on Saturday from 9 to 11 at the Sheffield Fire Department shed behind the Town Hall parking lot. Dr. Raymond C. Reiners from Sheffield will administer the vaccines. The cost, $12 per pet, with all proceeds going to Troop 28. Remember to bring your pet's previous rabies vaccination history. The Dover Rec Summer Theater Program will be holding an informational meeting at Boyce Park about this summer's productions of Beauty and the Beast Jr. on Saturday at 10 a.m. Great Barrington Think Food Conference, the future of farming, being held at Bard College at Simon's Rock from 10 till 5. Wissahic Project on Saturday at Maxim Mills, e-textile spring break social and seed swap. Now this runs from 1 to 6. The seed swap will be from 3 until 4 p.m. Sharon Audubon Center on Saturday, 3:30 until 5 p.m. Whose feather is that? Is that a winged feather, hawk, or owl? If you've ever seen a feather and asked the same questions, well, there'll be a feather ID workshop led by Zach Adams. The event is free with a suggested donation of $5. More information at 860-464-0520. On Saturday, Dr. Stephen Keith Sadegren, Associate Professor of Sunbridge Institutional Institute in Chester Ridge, New York, Executive Director and Faculty Chair at Berkshire Waldorf High School, will present a talk entitled The Perpetual Crisis in U.S. Education at 4 p.m. at the Scoville Library in Salisbury. Armenia Democrats Rising Potluck Supper and Organizational Meeting on Saturday, 5 to 7:30, South Armenia Presbyterian Church, Paris House. Pulled pork sandwiches, coffee, and tea provided. You're asked to bring something else to share, like a salad, a main dish, dessert. Especially ideas, enthusiasm, and commitment all are welcome. On Saturday in Hillsdale, the Rolf Janssen Library has a discussion, reception, and book signing with Ankrum residents R.O. Bleachman and Jennifer Burney, authors of a new book, God, 48 Famous and Fascinating Minds Talk About God. That'll be at 5 p.m. Cornwall Contra Dance happens in Cornwall, Connecticut on Saturday, beginning at 7. Still the homegrown band, calling by Rich Zambarella. All dances taught, no partner necessary, donations accepted to pay the caller. Two of Us Productions, 501c3 not-for-profit theater company based in Columbia County, will present an evening of karaoke and singing fun for a fundraiser on Saturday night at the Grange. Music starts at 7 at Empire Road in Copaic, New York. Tickets can be purchased at the door or 518-329-6293. Concessions will be available during the evening. On Saturday in Millerton, the movie house has a screening of The Gardener, a documentary on the meaning of gardening featuring the late Frank Cabot, founder of the Garden Conservancy. Following will be a discussion. Bunny Williams will be there. That'll be at 7 p.m. First Congregational Church of Stockbridge hosts the Music on Main series Saturday the 7th at 7 p.m., an evening of swinging jazz, smoky blues, and a touch of twang. More information online at stockbridgeucc.org/events. Sharon Fire Department Ambulance Squad on Sunday has their pancake breakfast at the Sharon Firehouse from 7 until 10:30. Meanwhile, I think it's the final one of the year, the all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast put on by the American Legion Post 178. That happens from 7 to 11. Also on Sunday, Tri-State Mini Maker Fair, a showcase of creative makers of Northwest Connecticut, the Tri-State area, at the Faircraft. Admission is free. If you want to register in advance, Eventbridge page to be eligible for a door prize. It's at the Hotchkiss School from 10 until 3 on Sunday. In Cornwall, Village Meeting House, the Cornwall Historical Society annual Norman Dorset Lecture, A Republic, If You Can Keep It, will be presented by Susan Herman, president of the National ACLU, in honor of Dorset's memory, 8 Bolton Hill Road at 2 p.m. Berkshire South hosting a Sunday tea dance on April 8th from 2:15 to 4:45 with instruction by certified ballroom and Latin dance teacher Ron Trito. It's $10 per person. Light refreshments will be served. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlake at interlakenin.com and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average opens up the week at 24,103.11, the S&P 500 at 2,640.87, and the NASDAQ at 7,063.44. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.